Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. The passages that get us through the Bible in a year are Deuteronomy 31, 1 through 29, Psalm 47, 1 through 9, Proverbs 11, 14 and 15, Luke 12, 1 through 21. Our focal passage today is going to be Luke 12, 20, which says, "But God said, you fool, this very night your life is demanded of you." Our focus today is going to be jittery theologians. Jittery theologians. Why is it that so many in our day and age are attracted to the notion that God is not a God who is impersonal? New Age theologies seem to be infiltrating all parts of society in almost every country of the world. I think there is a very subtle reason why men and women prefer to think of God as a power rather than a person. If God is merely a power or a formless life force flowing through the universe, he can make no demands. One is not challenged to relate to an energy in the same way that one is challenged to relate to a person. When we believe God is a person, the next question we have to face is, how do you relate to him? It is an idea of meeting a personal God which causes men and women to tremble. But deep down in every human heart, placed there by the Almighty, the Creator of the universe, is a conviction that a personal God exists. We have all been made in his image, and his stamp is upon us, whether we like it or not. In reality, there are very few atheists. Most people believe in some kind of God. Someone has described an atheist as a theologian with the jitters. A good way of dealing with those jitters is to expunge from the heart the idea that God may be personal and that one might be accountable to him. Better a life force or a celestial energy, a power that can be tapped, rather than a person who might someday we may have to meet. How foolish it is all of this. Setting for a short-term comfort, settling for a short-term comfort, but facing eternal loss. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I'm saddened when I realize how so many want to run from you when their best interest lies in running to you. Draw many to you this very day. Use this message to draw people to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Genesis 1, 26 through 30, Genesis 5, 1, 1 Corinthians 11, 7, James 3, 9, and Ecclesiastes 3, 11, and keep these two questions in mind. What are the implications of being created in God's image? And two, what has God set within us? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride.